that the message was received enthusiastically, not only by our allies, but by several of the other non-aligned, several of the non-aligned.
That's fine.
The response on the part of our allies was extremely enthusiastic, including the British, who might have had some concern, and probably you've heard of some concern back there, but the delegation here thought it was wonderful.
Good.
The one of the important things was the tone of the Soviets rejoinder. They spoke right after we did, and it was non-polemical. We had given a copy of the message to them, and I had told Sirapkin that the president was submitting this in the hope that this would lead to serious negotiation, and I hoped that they would accept it and we could meet in that spirit. He indicated he would be very glad to consider it. He said he would not comment on the message in the meeting since he hadn't had a chance to appraise it, but his whole message was really very mild in tone, called attention to the achievements of last year, brought up again the mutual example, made no reference to the exchange of correspondence which just went out over the weekend in response from the U.S., and we think that that letter may have slowed them down in a proposed plan on that, because it was really for them a very brief speech. Talked about mutual example as being something of real interest, and they hoped that what had been done so far might go further in the way of a cut of forces as well as budget. They brought up observation posts again and want to talk about it, although linked to unacceptably entangled things such as the denuclearization of the Germans. But the tone was excellent. The message was really a 10 strike, and I think it would get the conference off to an extremely good start, which I believe the Soviet Union intends to try and do also.
Well, that's fine. That's a very good report. I know the president will be happy to hear it.
Fine, Ted.
Thanks very much.
Oh, by the way.
Yes.
His niece just came in and says she's in great health and having a fine time.
His niece?
Roxanne George.
Okay, I'll tell him that.
Right. Thank you.
All right, fine.